beguiling, sometimes employing a smile, curious attractive, a mass man. God is good. God is great. God is good. Might is good. Bin Laden's God is bad. His is a bad. Saddam's God was bad, except he didn't win. He was a barbarian. We are not barbarians. Don't chop people's heads off. We believe in freedom. So does God. I am not a barbarian. I am a democratically elected leader of a freedom-loving democracy. We are a compassionate society. We give compassionate electrocution and compassionate lethal injection. We are a great nation. I am not a dictator. He is. I'm not a barbarian. He is. They all are. I possess moral authority. You see this fist? This is my moral authority. And don't forget it. A writer's life is a highly vulnerable, almost naked activity. We don't have to weep about that. The writer makes his choice and is up with it. It is true to say that you are over all the winds. Some of them is sea indeed. You are out on your own, out on a limb. You find no shelter, no protection, unless you lie. In which case, of course, you have construed your own protection, and, it could be argued, with a politician. I have referred to death quite a few times in this speech. I shall quote a poem of my own called Death. Where was the dead body found? Who found that body? Dead body dead when found. How was the dead body found? Who was the dead body? Who was the mother or daughter or brother or uncle, sister or mother or son? The dead and abandoned body. A body dead when abandoned? Was the body abandoned? By whom had it been abandoned? Was the dead body naked or dressed for a journey? What made you declare the body dead? Did you declare the dead body dead? How well did you know the dead body? How did you know the dead body was dead? Did you watch a dead body? Did you close both its eyes? Did you bury the body? Did you leave it abandoned? Did you kiss the dead body? When we look into a mirror, we think the image that confronts us is accurate. Move a millimeter and the image changes. I'm actually looking at a never-ending range of reflections. But sometimes a writer has to search the mirror. For it is on the other side of that mirror that the truth stares us. I believe that despite enormous odds which exist, unflinching, unswerving, fierce intellectual determination as citizens to define the real truth of our lives and our societies, the crucial obligation which falls upon us all, is in fact mandatory. If such determination is not embodied in our political vision, we have no hope of restoring what is so nearly lost to us. The dignity of man.
Hail Caesar! Hail Caesar! Thank you.